Hello and welcome back to Cologne International School Pulse Podcast. I'm your host Fionn, and today we have a very special club with us, the Story Snapshots. But first, the weekly news.
Hello, my name is Mika and I'm from grade 6.
Hello, my name is Bianca and I'm from grade 7.
6-7!
And today we're gonna read the 6-7 news.
Yay!
Primary news points. Reminder, use of smartwatches in primary school. We would like to remind you that we strongly discourage children in primary school from wearing smartwatches. This includes lessons, recess, and clubs. All devices must remain in school mode for the entire duration of the day. We kindly ask you to ensure, in particular, that break time and club times are also included in these settings. Thank you for your understanding and support.
Yearbook 2025-2026. Dear parents, guardians, and children of Cologne International School, the yearbook of the current school year 2025-2026 can be pre-ordered through ClassList. Pre-order now. Last order, cash, PayPal, at the summer kickoff party on 7th July.
Secondary news points. PTA coffee morning. This week, our PTA has your monthly coffee morning again on June 12th from 8:15 to 9:30. All parents are welcome to come and socialize with other parents and teachers. Remember to save the date!
MYP4 e-exams. It's a special week for our MYP4s and pre-IB with their upcoming end-of-year e-exams from 8th to 10th June. We wish them all the best of luck.
DP1 exams. Along with the MYP4s, and our DP1s also have their exams this week for their 6 chosen subjects in preparation for their upcoming DP2 exams. We wish them all the best.
MUN Brussels trip. The MUN students are going to Brussels, Belgium this week Friday, June 12th. They will go to the European Parliament and do interactive group activities, developing many different skills. We hope they have fun.
6-7! Ciao, cacao!
Thank you for the weekly news. So now, could you please introduce yourself?
We are Story Snapshots!
Great. So very enthusiastic start. Do you mind giving me your names? So,
my name is Hanadi.
Hi, I'm Miss Peronto.
I'm Bianca.
I'm Selsun.
Okay. And I'm Miss Peronto, I'm assuming you're the leader of this club?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so how did this club begin in the first place? Do you mind giving us a little bit of a story?
Yeah, well, I'm a writer and I submit to literary websites. And it's a lot of work, but it's so rewarding when you get to see your writing up on the internet and people can read it and comment on it. It gave me such a boost as a writer when my work got accepted to literary websites. So I thought I will create one for my students here at CIS.
Yeah, that's great. And do any of you write any stories? Are you passionate about reading or writing or?
I mean, I was about to submit my diary entry, but I couldn't because I thought maybe not this time.
Yeah.
I did submit once. It never ended up on the website because we forgot.
Why are you staring at me?
The page for my beautiful review of Love and Gelato.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I also wrote something, but it was a little too long, so we couldn't put it on the website.
Okay. So can you tell me a little bit more about what is Story Snapshots all about? Like, what is it meant to do? What is the purpose behind it?
Well, everyone's busy, so we accept writing in 400 words or less. So each story should only take you less than 5 minutes to read. And I mainly work with grades 6, 7, and 8. But I wanted to bring young writers together with older writers. So we alternate submission periods, and half the time it's for writers 15 and up. So that can be grades 10, 11, 12, but also adults. And I'm really excited to let you know that we have our first adult published author who submitted in this edition.
Great. And is it on a website or can you, what is it kind of, what kind of platform is it on?
I believe It's on a website that was created by Ms. Parento with WordPress.
Very good. Yeah, it's a WordPress website.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's accessible from, like, laptops.
So I'm sure phones. You have to do, like, a lot of editing and stuff on it, or is that, like, a big part of it, like, editing the stories also? Yeah.
Yes, we edit stories and book reviews.
Okay.
We also, like, correct some kind of wrong grammar or maybe ask some artists to, like, draw for the page. So if you, like, look at a photo and you see the title of the story, people might get interested. So we do not allow any AI artists and AI-generated photos because this is bad for the environment.
Yeah. I think we've forgotten the most important part, actually. What is the... how do you submit? Like, how do you submit a story for those people who want to... for those people who want to submit a story or an image, or how do you do that?
Yeah, you can just email me or on the website. If you Google, I'm very happy, story snapshots, it should come up on your first search page. And if it doesn't, it's story snapshots, where the last S is a 5, at wordpress.com. And there's also a link on there, and you can directly copy and paste your story into that link.
Great. I'll definitely make sure to do that when I... end this. So in relation to the Spirit Week, because in our school we have a Spirit Week competition for secondary school, and I've heard that there's this like reading challenge. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So it's I'm gonna lead it next year.
Go Bianca. Go Bianca. Ooh, go Bianca.
And since this year, like, the participation was good, but we felt like people were unmotivated to participate. Next year, like, the points you get for each book are at least going to be doubled.
Wow, okay.
So, who won this year, do you remember?
Grade 10?
Shout out to grade 10. Thanks to all those wonderful readers.
Yes! Yippee! Woo!
Wow, so that'll definitely increase the stakes at Spirit Week and maybe make people more motivated to read. Okay, and how do you submit to that too? So how do you write a review? What do you have to do for it?
Every year we have like a form where people submit and say their grade and like the type of book they read, and then they write like a short review telling like at least a good thing and a bad thing about it. And you get points for like, I think this year was like 1 to 5 points for each review.
Okay, so I feel like lots of people don't know about story snapshots. So how do you make yourself known to the school community, or what are your plans for the future to make yourself more like advertise it, make people join? Do you have any?
Well, to be honest, most of that is in like assemblies, so that every two Fridays, we get some kind of appointment. So we talk to the whole school with a microphone. And we announced, I was actually in one or two of those assemblies, and we wanted to, like, do a little pulse point is when, like, in one morning, everybody wants to read the new reviews that were published and can vote on it. So that's what makes us more known.
Yeah, it's only our second year at this, and so we're learning the ropes, too. And we also know that it's hard to put yourself out there as a writer. But I want you to know that anyone can do it. We at Story Snapshots, we publish the stories anonymously at first. And then we have students or anybody vote on them. And we encourage, I think we only get strictly positive feedback. All the comments are edited and nothing inappropriate is published. So it's a really good boost to all of our writers that are brave enough to submit to us. And the English department has been promoting more writing competitions outside of the school. And we are very proud to announce we have our first winner in grade 9. The student would like to remain anonymous, which we totally respect as writers. But it was an outside writing competition aimed at native speakers, and we're not all native speakers of English here, so I am so proud of us, and there'll be more contests happening, so anyone can write, and we encourage it.
Yeah, I think that's amazing that, like, people have the opportunity to write, because I feel like sometimes like it's not encouraged a lot in schools. So that's great that you have this club to support people. And I've heard also, I know that the Pulse podcast has the social media accounts, and I've heard something that you would like to also promote some social media. Could you tell me a little more about that?
Yes, so in our social media account, we're planning to make book reviews, trailers, or make book reviews pretty and post it.
Yeah, Selsun, you just made an awesome book trailer. You made the story look just as exciting as the story is.
Thank you.
On Instagram.
So advertisement, guys, on Instagram. They have a social media account, Story Snapshots, part of the Cologne International School. So maybe you can check it out when they get posted, the book reviews. And maybe that'll make you more encouraged to read the website. So I've also heard that you've had like a little preview for us, like a little snippet of the story or some of the
it's
stories.
It's a snapshot of the story. Snapshot.
Okay, great. So who wants to start?
All right, so I'll start. Dahlia's Dilemma is a fantasy story about a girl's dad disappearing. Will he come back? I'll read a little. The rest you will have to read as Story Snapshots. Dahlia had always made fun of her disappearance and diminished the importance and fear of someone close to her disappearing. She never thought it happened to her, but on a cold, droughty October evening, her dad disappeared. She felt as if someone stole him from her, as if he was ripped away from her. From that day on, she swore that she would find out what happened to him, even if it meant sacrificing herself. The only memory she had of him was the silver locket that he had given her on her 6th birthday that she always kept close. I created the image of the for the story, and I like the story because it talks about like the real emotions and reality, like when you know that someone had disappeared and was like sent away from your life, and I totally respect that.
Would you like to continue?
Oh, yes. This story, Aftershock, is about a girl who moved to Germany. What do you do when you move to a new country? Make friends. Well, one great way to make friends is to find people who do your sport. So this girl found a speed climbing team, but on this particular training day, things didn't go as planned. I'll read you a little bit, but you'll have to go to the Story Snapshots website to read the whole thing. I put myself into starting position with the others. As my pulse quickened, I was going to win against both of them. The three of us raced up the wall while I focused on hitting every hold accurately, refusing to look where the others were. None of us caught who was the first to reach the top, but it didn't matter because I was by far the fastest on the way down. When I finished climbing and caught a glimpse over the wall, I sat back into my harness, the way I always do, ready for the rope to catch my weight and slowly let me down. Except, it didn't. I made the Instagram trailer for this, and I like the story because it's about a real life story, and it's also about a girl who dreams and unfortunately came with consequences, and it was also exciting to read.
And is this for the new, like, the new season then? Is this the new published or the new...
Yeah, this is all from our current edition, which is writers 15 and up.
Okay, I think this is especially important for those younger writers. So could you please explain again the guidelines for people who want to publish for the next edition?
Okay, so on the next edition, we're going to accept writing from grades 6, 7, and 8. And your story must be 400 words or less. And I believe it should not include like swear words or like not family friendly.
Inappropriate.
Family not appropriate.
And stuff. AI.
And AI.
And
and it needs to be emailed to what email address?
You can email to Ms. Parento or you submit it on the website. There is the page to submit it.
Okay, so I think that's sherry.parento@if-gwelln.de.
That's it? Yep.
Yep.
I look forward to hearing your stories, to reading your stories.
Okay, so to wrap it all up, on the podcast, we have a tradition where we ask this week's current guest a question from last week's guest. And last week's guest asked, would you ever want to join a DP2 sleepover again? So what is the answer to that?
I've actually never been to one, so I really don't know. But I know they're kind of crazy, but also good. So if I had the chance to join one, I'd probably do.
Okay, great. And what is your question for the next guest?
Do you feel very 6'7 today?
Okay, so that is your question?
Definitely.
Okay, great. That was it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening, guys. Thank you for being on the podcast. And see you next time.
Thank you. Bye.